Hello, this is Ron Horshefsky, the Executive Director of Orthopedic Surgery Incorporated. It is my pleasure to welcome Lara Bartlett, a nurse practitioner with OSI and one of the few orthopedic certified nurse practitioners in the state of Massachusetts. Lara holds a master's degree in nursing from Simmons College. Also, she obtains certification as a nurse practitioner in both adult and geriatric nursing. Lara has extensive experience in trauma and urgent care and is a valuable member of the OSI team. Welcome to the program, Lara.
Thank you, Ron.
Today we'll be talking about viscosupplementation injections, such as Synvisc 1 and Euflexa. Lara, can you explain to our listeners what viscosupplementation is?
Ron, viscosupplementation is basically similar to putting oil in the car. When you have an injection with viscosupplementation, it's a lubricating injection that goes into the joint that helps the joint move a little bit smoother and easier, thereby reducing friction and improving symptoms.
It's used for osteoarthritis.
Yes.
So can you tell me what osteoarthritis is?
Osteoarthritis is primarily wear and tear of the joint. It's wearing down of the cartilage in the joint.
What do you use here for injections?
We have two injections that we can offer people. One would be a cortisone shot, which is primarily used for acute inflammatory or acute flared up arthritis.
Okay.
That would be one injection. Sometimes you can have a cortisone shot and your knee or shoulder or whatever joint it is may not bother you for quite some time. It could be a month, it could be 6 months, it could be a year. The second type of injection would be the viscosupplementation. And we offer two injection types. One would be Synvisc 1 and one would be the Euflexa.
What types of patients benefit from this injection?
I would say that most patients who have what we would document as mild to moderate arthritis have the best outcomes. However, I have always been willing to try Synvisc on people who have worse arthritis than mild to moderate, even moderate to severe. But the most important thing that I tell them is that if you have pain when you're weight bearing that is associated with bone on bone arthritis, no matter what, that is not going to get better. They may have less stiffness, they may have less achiness, it may swell less often, but if they have primarily weight-bearing pain, the Synvisc will not help that part of their symptoms.
All right, so somebody comes in for a Synvisc injection, do they leave pain-free?
No.
Tell me the process of what it's like to get an injection,
okay.
So the kind of the procedure, so a patient would know what to expect, and then what they should expect afterwards.
Okay. When people come in for a Synvisc injection, first of all, both injections, I always numb the skin with a freezing spray.
Mm-hmm.
So most people do not feel the shot actually going in.
Oh, excellent.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
The biggest symptom that most people feel with Synvisc is not pain, but pressure or tightening of the joint. They just
during
feel pressure.
During the injection itself?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And some people will bother more than others. Usually that is only will only last about 24 hours.
Okay.
So people will leave here with a stiff knee, and I usually have them ice it down that night, keep it moving so that all that lubricating gel can kind of disperse through the joint. And usually the next day there's no symptoms such as stiffness. Most people will not have pain the next day, and most people will not have stiffness the next day.
When exactly should you expect the benefit from the injection?
Everyone is different. I usually follow up with people at about 6 weeks after the injection, and by then I usually have a good idea how much of a benefit they're going to get. I've had some people who will have wonderful benefit even within the first few weeks. They'll notice a difference. I've also had some people who will come in at 6 weeks and say they've noticed some mild improvements, but not dramatic. And sometimes people actually come in a couple of months later, at 3 months follow-up, and they will have noticed improvement after 10 weeks. So it's hard to know. Everybody's different.
Sure. The average person has one injection?
Most people will have one knee done, and I prefer not to do both knees at the same time because if they're stiff and they're having trouble getting around, particularly an elder person, that can be a problem just functionally for the day or two until things settle down. But younger people, if they really would like to do both injections in one day, I will do it.
Like Synvisc comes in three injections as well. Euflexa comes in three injections.
Yes.
There's also Synvisc 1 that basically gives you the three injections in one, only requires one trip to the office.
Exactly.
Is there any difference in the outcome that you've noticed?
No, I really have not noticed any difference in outcome. I think that the noticeable effects will be sooner sometimes with a Synvisc because it's so much gel that goes in there at once, that I think that the joint gets lubricated quicker than with the three injections separately. So that would probably be the only difference. But I think people do get a benefit from both that's pretty equal.
Now, under what circumstance should a patient who has had an injection call our office after they've had an injection?
I've had a couple of times when people will have almost a flare-up or an acute, an inflammatory reaction where the knee will get more painful, swell, will be warm and hot to touch. And it actually ends up being people who have a tendency to have underlying inflammatory problems anyways, at least most of the people that I've seen. But for the most part, I would say 95% of people at least really don't have any side effects like that.
So if somebody does experience that increased swelling and redness, they should call?
They should call the office.
Okay.
Usually there's not much to do about it. We can offer pain medication, icing, but usually within a couple of days that will settle down.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
One comment would be that people always ask me how many times they can get the injection. Basically, my feeling on it is that as long as you get a benefit that lasts at least 3, 4, 5 months, then usually we can repeat it with the expectation that you'll get a benefit again. And the time period to repeat that would be at 6 months. However, some people will have the injection, and at 6 months, they still feel great. So you hold off, and it could be 6 months after that or a year after that that the knee starts to feel bothersome again. At that time, you can come back in, and we can repeat it then.
I know you wrote an excellent article in the OSI magazine. The third edition is the one with the green cover. It talks about what to do for an aching knee, and it's basically highlighting viscosupplementation, which is a big, long word for re-lubricating the knee.
Right, that's correct.
Great. Well, Lara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Ron.